So just to, okay, so we're dealing with the question is, basically, Tosus wants to know, why is it that you don't have a Birchas HaRoah by other mitzvahs? Okay, by other mitzvahs like Lulav and Sukkah. Okay, why not? So our question was, what do you mean? How can you have Birchas HaRoah there? Over here, the bracha that you have is Shas HaNisan. You're making a bracha on the Nes. Right, because you see the Nes, and it reminds you of the miracle of Ner Chanukah, and there's a bracha about the miracle of Ner Chanukah, so you say that bracha. But by other mitzvahs, there simply is no such thing. There is no Nes, there's no miracle of Lulav or whatever. So therefore, what are you going to say? So if you want to say that he's saying that Chazal should make up a bracha that they give Shevach on the taking the Lulav, but they didn't do that by Ner Chanukah either. By Ner Chanukah, the guy who sees it doesn't say anything about Ladlik Ner Chanukah, he just says about Shas Lanisim, about the Nes. So the question is, what does Tosos want there to be? How could this, the whole idea of the Roa makes sense by Ner Chanukah, but it doesn't belong in these other mitzvahs. So what's he going to say? Okay, fine. So we said, see, the way Tosos understands Birchas HaRoah is, it's not a din in Hilchos Ner Chanukah, really. It's not because Pirsum Hanes, and when you see the candle, it's like now you're involved in Pirsum Hanes and something like that. But it's a din totally in Hilchos Brachos, which is in Hilchos Brachos, you see there's an idea of a Roah, and you see a rainbow, you see lightning, you see thunder, you see whatever it is you see, different things you see move a person. And Chazal took that state of mind, that emotional state, that thing which moved the person, and they directed the person towards Shavach Hashem. They used certain triggers, certain things that move you to be involved in Shabbat. And they hooked on a bracha, and they said that's a machayev and a bracha. So the question is seeing a mitzvah such a trigger? Is seeing a mitzvah, when I see a mitzvah, does that move you in a way? Did Chazal recognize that as something which moves a person to reflect upon a Gosh Baruch Hu, and thereby to make a bracha to direct the person's thoughts? Does it or does not? So he says it seems from Ner Chanukah that it does. Because you see Ner Chanukah, so apparently that says, wow, I see a mitzvah. And then they set up a Shevach. Now what Shevach did they set up? So the highest idea which a person thinks of when he sees Ner Chanukah is Shas HaNisim. Because it brings to mind not only is it a mitzvah, but it brings to mind the Nes. But when it comes to Lulav, you see Lulav, seeing Lulav, you think, wow, Lulav. Says, oh, but God said, and they'd have to set up a different bracha. There's no Nes, but he'd set up a bracha, a similar type of a bracha saying that God commanded in the midst of Lulav. So he's saying that it's, why don't you say, from here you see Shas HaNisim, Birchas HaRoah, that's the way he's interpreting Birchas HaRoah. It's based on Hilchos Brachos. That Riyah of a mitzvah is an appropriate mechayev of giving Shevach Hashem. So why not by other brachos? By other mitzvahs? So his answer, his first answer is no, because Chavivas HaNes, which we said means that it's really is not, really mitzvah itself is not a mechayev of, not a, Chazal didn't set that up as a trigger for a bracha. Rather, it's Nes. Nes is a trigger for a bracha. A person sees, like, you see the halacha is bad. If you go to a place where a Nes happened to you, you say bracha. Shasali Nes makom hazah. Something to that effect. So it says, so this mitzvah embodies a Nes. And when you see this mitzvah, it brings to your mind the Nes. And that's what seeing the Nes is really what's mechayev you in giving the Shevach. But if you go to another mitzvah which has nothing at all to do with the Nes, like a lulav, so now it's just seeing a mitzvah. Seeing a mitzvah, no big deal. It doesn't move a person. That's not something that Chazal took as a mechayev and a bracha. Okay, that's what we say yesterday. Good? Okay. So now the question, now there's another answer. The second answer is no. That really, forget that. Really it is mitzvah, I guess, right? If you want to reject that answer, really it is mitzvah. Right? Sounds something like that. But, so why don't you have by all mitzvahs? Why don't you have by all mitzvahs? Because in other mitzvahs, because in this mitzvah is unique. Because in this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, there are people who aren't going to be able to say the mitzvah because they don't have houses. People don't have houses, they're not going to be able to say the mitzvah. So since they're not going to be able to say the mitzvah, they set up Birchas HaRoah. But in other mitzvahs, like Lulav, everyone can do the mitzvah of Lulav. So what do you need to set up Birchas HaRoah for? Right? What do you need to set up Birchas HaRoah for? So this sounds like different. This sounds more like that as you were talking about before. That is because this is something which is unique to Ner Chanukah. And Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is the idea of a Roa. Right? Or Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is through a bias. And a bias can only be, is only some people have Vatim. So therefore they set up an alternate method of doing the Mitzvah. of being involved in the mitzvah. But by other mitzvahs, you don't have that. Right? By other mitzvahs, like lulav, you don't have that kind of a thing. Right? Notice everyone's doing it. You don't need an alternate method of doing it. You basically do the mitzvah of taking a lulav. Which is fine. The problem is Tosus is bothered. Tosus rejects this answer. Because he says that if you can tell me the reason why they set up Bechzeroa by Ner Chanukah is because people don't have houses, then they should have Bechzeroa by Mezuzah. If you see Mezuzah, you should also, you should say Bracha. Right? You should say Bracha. The question is, but by Mezuzah altogether is a different thing. Because by Mezuzah, if I don't have a house, so well, I don't have any Shaykhus the Mitzvah altogether. The chayiv of the mitzvah mezuzah is my house. The guy has a house. So you have a house, you have to think of relate to your house in a certain way. Put up a mezuzah and you give shavach, you know, and if you don't have a house, then you don't have anything to do with Mrs. Mezuzah. Well, you don't have any shaykhs to the thing. So, because I don't have a house, there's no reason why I should have to do anything. I have nothing to do with Mrs. Mezuzah. But in Ner Chanukah, you understand that the Ner Chanukah really is for everybody. Ner Chanukah, who is saved in the Nes? Not only people with houses, everyone was saved in the Nes. The only thing is the Chazal only set up a mitzvah for people with houses. Oh, what about the people that don't have houses? They don't have any thing? No, it's the Berch Zeroa. Chazal gave them Berch Zeroa. So then that was the way we explained in the Ran. Then Mezuzah and Ner Chanukah are two totally different things. But the Ran apparently, the Tosus apparently rejects this answer because he can't answer the problem for Mezuzah. But the question is, according to the way we're understanding it, there simply is no problem for Mezuzah. So what's Tosus bothered by? Why is he jumping ship so quickly, you know? Also, the question Rafi asked like last week is that if you want to say that, look, if you don't have a house, if you can't do Mrs. Ner Chanukah. So they set up an alternate method of Roa. So the Rafi's question was, well, what kind of alternate method? You're not doing Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is Ner Chanukah. Berachas Roa is totally has nothing to do with Ner Chanukah. So the answer we said is no, because Ner Chanukah is Pirsum, which is Shavach, which is related to Shavach. But in a bracha, Berachas Roa is a lower form of Shavach. It's also in the same framework. But in Mezuzah, so if you can't do Mezuzah, what are you going to do? Make a bracha? What is under the Mezuzah? Mezuzah is an idea of qualifying your bias in some sort of a way. I mean, just making a bracha is just not Shayach. I mean, what are you doing? You're not replacing Mezuzah in any way by saying a bracha. You're saying a lot of brachas during the day. But that's a good question. Is Jake's mentioning it? What is Tosus says? He gives us two reasons. Then he says the first reason is good because you don't have the problem with mezuzah. Applies the second answer, basically saying it doesn't work out because of mezuzah. So then why do you write the second answer? And the second answer basically is saying it doesn't work out. So it's not an answer. So is it an answer? If it's an answer, if there's an answer, a way to differentiate between mezuzah and Ner Chanukah, shouldn't he have told you that differentiation? Like he doesn't imply that. He really implies like, the first answer is good and the second one's not. So the second answer is basically, it's don't put it here. What do we need? You need to have your rejected answer for. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that he does that. Okay, I was saying like Shai was saying. Good. That there's no reason. See, I think this is an important point anyways in Tosfos. In learning in Tosfos, I think it's important. Is that basically in the whole question of Tosfos, and the whole first answer of Tosfos, we were showing and we deduced that Tosfos is not learning Berachas Haroah the way you always thought it was. Don't learn it as a din in Shas Anisim and Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and don't learn it that way. Rather, learn this in terms of Hilchos Brachos, in terms of is mitzvah an appropriate trigger for a bracha, for a Berachas Shabbat. That was the way we deduced. That's the only way you could explain the question from the other things. From Lulav and from Sukkah. And his first answer was going with that. It was going with that, but he just showed it's because of the Nes, it's not because of the Mitzvah, but it was still in terms of Brachos. Then we come to the second answer, which sounds like the answer we were dealing with in the Ran, and therefore in the question we slip back to the way we learned it, to our old world of Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and giving a guy a second chance in terms of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and now we're back in the Sukkah of Ner Chanukah, and we left the world of Brachos. So Tosus is all confused, you know what I mean? That's our confusion. But I was helping you guys to be confused like that. But that's the way naturally you go, because that's the way everyone else in the sugya was like that. But there's no reason to push it onto Tosus. Tosus is not learning Berachas Haroah that way. That's the premise. The premise of Tosus is, and once we figure that out, you got to stick with it. Tosus isn't changing his mind totally between answer one and answer two. Isn't giving a whole new way to learn Berachas Haroah. I mean, it's not a derech in Tosus. Tosus holds this is the way Berachas Haroah goes. I mean, he's not presenting it that way, you know. I mean, it's not like You know, it's like he's not presenting it like a re has a whole different way of learning or something like that. You know, he's just saying here's another answer. You know what I mean? So he's again going with the same premise. Premise is that the question is seeing a mitzvah an appropriate trigger to move a guy towards giving Shabbat Hashem. And it seems from the Chanukah that it is an appropriate trigger. So if that's the case, the question is why is Lulav and Sukkanat? So the first answer is because the Nes. It's not really a mitzvah per se, but it's the mitzvah which embodies Nes. That's the trigger. The second answer is no, really it is a mitzvah per se. But there's a difference between a mitzvah, for instance, if I see a guy taking a lulav, so does that move me? So I say, no, because I'm going to take a lulav later. I myself take a lulav, big deal. Taking a lulav is since there's a primary way of doing the mitzvah, which is a siyah, everyone has lulavs, everyone takes their own lulavs, and you see a lulav, it doesn't get anyone excited, it's no big deal. Yeah, because there's asiyah. In contrast to asiyah, it's nothing. There really is nothing in contrast to asiyah. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah which some people do, some people don't do. Right? Because it's dependent on the condition of a bias. So now, if you're a guy who doesn't have... Imagine this. Like, I think everyone has a certain way you feel when you like Ner Chanukah. It's a certain type of an experience. You like Ner Chanukah, you know? Now, if you're a guy who doesn't have a house and you're homeless, that experience would be transferred onto seeing Ner Chanukah. Because that's your only... That's your only relationship to the mitzvah. You know what I mean? So re'iyah is an appropriate trigger for a bracha, for shavach, for recognition of God, when that is your only method of relating to the mitzvah. Then it's an appropriate trigger. And since by Ner Chanukah, the way Ner Chanukah is set up is that it creates people who only have that method, who really can't do the mitzvah, and only could relate to it through a re'iyah. So therefore, by Ner Chanukah, re'iyah is recognized as an appropriate trigger, and therefore they set up a berachas harawah. But by other mitzvahs, where there's no such counter, you know, there's nothing analogous to that, basically the mitzvah of lulav or sukkah is basically a mitzvah everyone could do, set up for everyone to do. So then re'iyah is simply, well, big deal, re'iyah. There's asiyah. Re'iyah is, what's re'iyah in the face of asiyah? So therefore, it's not an appropriate trigger. Right? So what if you couldn't do it? It's true you could create cases, rare cases, where a guy is going to, you know, he's not going to have an arm, so he can't take a lulav, or he doesn't have he can't do a sukkah. But those are exceptional cases, because all I'm deciding in bracha for a strange case. But in Ner Chanukah, it's the construct of the mitzvah itself is relegating the mitzvah to a class of people who have homes. You know what I mean? And there's actually a class of people who have homes because people don't have homes. So it's not just the case that the mitzvah itself creates people who only have re'iyah. So therefore, when they set up the mitzvah, they're recognizing that class of ro'em. Ro'em's a phenomenon now. So they had to set up a bracha for that class. You know what I mean? As opposed to a guy who's not a class, and it just happens to be one year, a particular situation comes about that that he can't do it. That's the chalom saying a bracha for a guy like that for one one time thing. It's masakinet if the institution itself creates such a class and there's a phenomenon. It's really an institution. So then then it makes sense. Hold on one second. Just one second. So if that's the way I understand the idea, if that's the way I understand it, so then the question of mezuzah is very good. Because by mezuzah, it's really the same thing. Because Chazal set up the Torah set up a mitzvah mezuzah. And mezuzah is a mitzvah of people who have bias. Now, if you're a guy who doesn't have a bias, so you simply don't do mitzvah mezuzah. So now, for you, seeing a mezuzah is your relationship to that mitzvah. So when you see it, that should be, wow, God is the source of berachas mitzvah mezuzah. And this Chazal should have set up a bracha for mitzvah mezuzah. Should have set up a bracha for mitzvah mezuzah. But you see, they didn't. So apparently, re'iyah is not really a machayev for mitzvahs. Re'iyah of a mitzvah, even when it's a mitzvah where there is no asiyah, even though it's a mitzvah where there is no asiyah, apparently, re'iyah is not an appropriate trigger for a bracha, berachas shavach. Re'iyah of a mitzvah is not an appropriate trigger for berachas shavach. So therefore, he has to go back to the first answer, is that it's only by Ner Chanukah because of the Nes. Because of the Nes. You know what I mean? Now, it could be the reason why he left the answer. He didn't just not put it all together. It's because it's still a good idea. It's a good idea that, conceptually, it's a good idea. Is that by Ner Chanukah, they set up a Birchas HaRoah, you don't have it all over the place, but you only have it by Ner Chanukah, because by Ner Chanukah it's set up that there's people who don't have Batim. You'll say Mezuzah also is like that. So it's true. It's a good question. You can't really come up with a chiluk between mezuzah and Chanukah. But it doesn't mean, and maybe there's an answer, maybe mezuzah for whatever reason, they couldn't be mezaken it. They weren't mezaken mezuzah because blah, blah, blah. I don't know, he doesn't have an answer. But just because you have one case where they should have also done it in that case, it's a strong kasha, but it doesn't knock out the idea. It's an idea, and sargian, it's a kasha. Like sometimes a kasha is a kasha. But you can't just say it's a kasha if you have a banyar Chanukah, and every other mitzvah in the cult of gula, you don't have... You know, you don't have it, that you can't just say it's a kasha. Then you have to give an answer. You know what I mean? That's a problem. That's why originally he was bothered by you only have it by Ner Chanukah. You don't have anywhere else. What's going on here? But if you use a solution why you only have it by Ner Chanukah and you're left with one mitzvah which you can't explain, so it's a kasha. It's not, you know, he'd rather the first answer because the first answer really answers it 100%. But the other one is a good conceptual possibility. It makes sense. And it's true. There's a kasha. And that's what he's saying. That first one's better. But he's not saying the idea doesn't... It doesn't have no value because he can't answer the kasha. I mean, not every kasha is a kasha that you have to abandon all sfarah for. But you have to recognize it as a kasha. You know what I mean? There's a difference. But you see there's differences there. And it's true in learning also. You go sfarah. You have to know. I mean, you have to get a sensitivity. When something is really like a tiyavta, when something is a kasha. When something really... Sometimes you have a kasha and a sfarah. It doesn't mean that sfarah is garbage. Sometimes it does. You kind of have to get a sense. But sometimes you have a sense. So certain kashas, there might be an answer somewhere. I don't know exactly that answer, but that's not a central problem, you know? So, I mean, that's the thing. Gemaras have that, right? I mean, it's Gemara. You got the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara says kasha, sometimes the Gemara says tiyufta. Tiyufta means it's at. The other guy is at. Kasha means it's a kasha. Remember, the Gemara, I think, in Brachos, it says kasha. And I think the Ran or Ben Yonah tries to give an answer. See, I think my is a kasha. Apparently, kasha is a kasha. It doesn't mean you can't answer. It may be an answer. But tiyavta means basically it's it. It's unanswerable. You know what I mean? But a kasha is a certain intellectual tolerance. It's like you can accept it. You don't have to, you know. Don't force a bad answer. But don't abandon the thing altogether. Because there might be an answer. Maybe you can come up with one. The quick question is, according to Tosvos, how is he going to learn who says the Berachas Harala? Like, is he going to say it's only for people who don't have houses or who aren't lighting for in your house and you're totally, you know, for people, like, how's he going to learn the sugya of who it's for? Because there are a lot of different shittas there in the row. Is it going to be for someone who didn't light yet, someone who's not going to light, so his family's not going to light? You know, I guess the easiest way would be if he held, like, the Ran, that it means for a guy who's totally removed, that he doesn't have a house. He didn't light, he's not going to light, his house isn't lighting, no one's lighting, it's all totally removed from the mitzvah. But it could be that's not necessarily the case. Like, it could be, I mean, that would be the easiest way. We don't know, right? It doesn't tell you anywhere. But it could be that, I'm not sure about this, but it could be even if you found that he held the other way, this is why there is a Berachas Haroah, why Chazal Masakin it. Once they're Masakin it, the parameters of how they did it, could be in a different type of way. But this is, there had to be a phenomenon of a Berachas Haroah here because of the fact that there's a, you know, it made sense to set up a Berachas Shavach in this institution because of that fact. Oh, I have to think about that, though. That's a good question. I mean, I think it's best to, I mean, given that we don't know what Tosa's position is, and we could guess and try to figure out what we think it should be, but then given that we don't see Tosa taking a position on a stand on the thing, I think it's better to leave it. You know? I mean, I would think it would be most intuitive to me if it's talking, he would hold this for someone who's really is removed from the mitzvah, like the Ran. Because that's the easiest way, is because that's what moves the person. What moves you is if a guy who doesn't have a house. So especially because he's learning like a Berachas Shavach. So Berachas Shavach is the Re'iyah moves the guy. Now who does it move? It doesn't move a guy who's Yotzu, who does the mitzvah. You know, it would seem that way to me. But again, it's hard to draw the stick because there's a difference between, again, there is a difference between the Tikkum of the Bracha and then the primers of how it's going to exist once it's Mesukkah. So that's why if you had a Tosu who said something, then I'd say to work it through. But at this point, they feel like it's a speculation of what you think, what you think he would have said or he could have said, what are the possibilities. I mean, I don't think it's worthwhile. Okay, Tosu is one more answer. Again, answer to the question of why it is that in other mitzvahs you do not have a Berachas Haroah, but in Ner Chanukah you do have a Berachas Haroah. Right? That's his question. Why is that? Or in terms of the way we're understanding it, why is it that Israel is an appropriate trigger for Shavach Hashem, or is Riyav Mitzvah not an appropriate trigger? From Nerav Chanukah, it seems like it is. From other mitzvahs, it seems like it isn't. Right? I mean, I think it's a good idea. Again, I think that that first point is an important point to the methodology, is that if you see you can't project other Rishonim onto each other. You know what I mean? And just the approach, if you see a new idea opened up from a Tosfos, and you get an insight, you run with it. I mean, unless you see something that shows, Tosfos thinking, this indicates Tosfos thinking about this sugya in a whole different manner than the other Rishonim. So, why would he change in the middle? Because that's the way you thought of it originally, and the other Rishonim thought of it? I mean, he does not think of it that way. You know what I mean? So it's possible he could change, but in the right way to try to think of it is try to work it all in the same line of reasoning. So it's a question of Odiyash Safarish. De'en Shayach Lasakin Leroa Bracha Shein Hosam Avarach. It's not appropriate. Okay? There's a funny word. It has to, raise a flag. It's not Shayach. It's not shayach to set up a bracha for the roa, which the osa is a mevarach. In other words, pshat, is that when it comes to mitzvah ner Chanukah, so either the madlik basically says the hadlik, and shasa nisim, and shavlianu, right? So now you want to say a roa, so what's the roa going to say? Can't say the hadlik. Oh, well, look, we happen to have a bracha in our, fortunate are we that we have a bracha in our arsenal, namely shasa nisim. So we'll say that. Perfect. The roa is a chayv and a bracha, and we happen to have a bracha. Great. Perfect. So say it. Say a sheis alzanizim. But when it comes to, let's say, of lulav, so lulav, what do you have? You have altis lulav. So what are you going to say? A roa is going to say altis lulav? You can't say altis lulav. So you're going to have to invent a whole new bracha. That's not right. It's not shaykh to do that. It's not shayach to make up a whole new bracha. And then what? You're going to set up a new bracha for him, and the guy who takes the lulav isn't going to say that bracha? That's wild. It's not appropriate. It's not right. It's not right to set up a bracha for the roa that the osa isn't going to have. Why not? Well, I don't know why not. And why can't the osa do it? So set up a new bracha and let the osa do it also. So you're going to say, yeah, so set up a new bracha for a lulav and have the osa make two brachas. Achronim all deal with, what about Shechianu? Why can't you say Shechianu? Like, right, and then Shechianu, like, let's say by Lulav. Why not just have the Roa say Lulav? You saw that? Or are you just wondering that? Yes, say Shechianu. They say, though, they want to say a lot of, look, that's the Marshal, I mean, all the other in the back, they think of the Rasha, a few of them dealt with the problem. They say, I mean, I think one of the answers they don't say is you can't just say Shechianu in a vacuum. You can't just say Shechianu, has to be like, together with something else. You have it on the Yom, and you have it on Yom Kippur, but this is like a different Shechianu. Shechianu on the Mitzvah, it's different. I mean, I don't know. I didn't get into it. It's a good question, but they take it up. I mean, that's not my question. It's a good question. It demands analysis, but I'm not forgetting about that question. Let's just try to say what's those saying. Why is it not Shaykh? Well, it's not Shaykh. Set it up. Who made the rules of Shaykh? You know what I mean? It sounds like very fluffy when you start saying whether things are Shaykh or not. So I was thinking, like Michael was saying, is that I think it's halacha in tikkun brachos, in the takana of Chazal being misakin brachos, is they have to be true to the institution that they're dealing with. In other words, when it comes to mitzvos, so the essence of mitzvos is asiya. Mitzvos are meant to be done. Mitzvos aren't meant to be seen. Mitzvos are meant to be done. The essence of mitzvos is asiya of mitzvos. That's the whole point of mitzvos. Mitzvos is for people to do them. Now, it's true, you could relate to a mitzvah in a secondary method through seeing it. Seeing a mitzvah could bring it to your mind or whatever. But, I mean, that's not the idea of mitzvahs is they're entities of asiyah. So, that being the case, is it wouldn't be appropriate if in Chazal's tikkun of brechos ha-mitzvah, that they would, treat it as if they're, two equal institutions of osa and a rawa. It would imply it's not in line conceptually. It's not in line with the nature of the mitzvah. The essence of mitzvos is asiya, and Chazal are misakin berachos hamitzvos. They're misakin berachos on asiyas hamitzvos, and that's where they designed the brachos. The brachos are all set up around asiyas hamitzvos because that's what mitzvos are. Now that they set it up, if they could take a bracha of the osa and apply it to they realize there is a secondary method, namely the roa. So they could take a bracha of the osa and apply it to the roa. That makes sense. That's appropriate. Because then you're treating it in line with its thing. As you're taking a Berachas HaOsa and applying it, extending it to the Roah. But to set up a Bracha, like a brand new Bracha for the Roah, then you're treating it like they're really just two equal participants. Like they're two equal institutions in the mitzvah. And there's not. There's really one institution. There's Osa. There's like a set a result of Asiyas Mitzvah that comes along. There's such a thing called Riya, you know? And also, certainly, you couldn't do is set something up for the Roa and then, therefore, throw it onto the Osa. Because then it would be even worse. I mean, then you're basically, building the Osa around the Roa. That's certainly against the whole idea. The idea is, again, that the Osa, that since the essence of Mitzvah is Asiya, that Tikkun Chazal has to be follow the conceptual framework of the institution itself, which is Asiya. And the brachos are misukon on Asiya. Then, once it's misukon Asiya, you could apply it to the Roa, which is a secondary kind of institution. That's the nature of the Takana. The Takana has to mirror the underlying conceptual framework of the mitzvah itself. That's why it's not shaykh. It's not in line with the Takana. Has to be in line with the nature of the institution. So saying it wouldn't be appropriate because it would be distorting the nature of the institution itself. It would cast a false implication on the. It's not in line with it. It's not even so much because people would think. I don't think it's because people would think because they wouldn't know. They don't know it anyways. They don't know. Right now, people know how it was set up. Whether they set it up as the Berachas HaOsa or the Roa, I don't think it's just people know. It's not appropriate because when Chazal act, they have to act with Chachma and they have to act in line with the underlying nature of the thing. So that's going to demand a certain appropriateness. There's an appropriateness which is demanded through that. So that's I think that's what it means.